The family of a St. John's man who went missing following a hiking trip in British Columbia on the Thanksgiving weekend has received a new heat map that may help with the search efforts. Jordan Naderer went on a solo hike on the Thanksgiving weekend but has yet to return to his family, who are eagerly awaiting his arrival. It was initially unknown where he went hiking, but it was later determined that he had been in Manning Park. VOCM's Allison King speaks with Julia Naderer, Jordan's sister, about the new information on the search.
Can you first give us an update on the latest on the search for your brother?
We had a lot of drone footage taken. There was a person picked up on video that we still think is Jordan. We identified all the volunteers who were in the area that day, and it was none of them, and that was taken on the 25th, but we only found out about that maybe at the beginning of November. But now we actually just got the new, so we have a thing called like a heat map. So there's a company in British Columbia called Kissick, and they do aerial footage. So they have like this really cool plane that flies over an area and basically does like a Google Earth style map, but with like the footage that they take on that plane. We hired them a while ago to fly over and get image of the entire park. But the thing is the weather has been really bad in Manning, and Kissick stops flying the plane at the end of November. So we were really nervous we wouldn't get that in time. But luckily they flew a few days ago and we just got the new map. And we have some volunteers looking through that now because it's like a huge area. But Jordan has to show up in there somewhere because they did the entire park. Yeah, that's where we are now with the search.
Yeah, and in terms of getting these tips and pieces of information, have they been still coming in even now in late November?
The thing about the tips is like some of them are very small and then some of them are like really big. So it's hard trying to pick out which clues are actually Jordan and which ones aren't, because like I'm just doing this in my room in NL, and then like all the people in BC are doing their thing. So it's not only are we doing this all just like online, but it's just hard kind of keeping up, even as Jordan's sister. Like it's hard keeping up with everything, and there's so many things constantly coming in. It's really difficult trying to figure out what is the highest priority and the most probable and like what isn't. We have people searching on the ground, not as much as before, because the thing about the police too is like the police don't search for a dead body. They'll search for a person if they think they're still alive, and they don't think Jordan is alive. But the thing is like we do, and so we're trying to find people to search on the ground, but like less and less people are offering to go out on the ground, because like not only is there a lot of snow now in Manning, there was like a storm a while back, people are starting to like lose hope as well. So we're doing everything we can, and we're trying to figure out like how much we can do with like what we have.
Can you speak to the hope that you have as a family?
We're still really hopeful. That huge snowstorm that happened mid-November, the snow kind of really upset us, because if Jordan like were out there, like we were to find a clue or something, it might have been covered in snow by now. There is still the possibility of foul play also, which like would make it way more difficult to find him, but then there's still the possibility he's alive. So it's just like, of course we're not blinded by hope. We do realize we have to expect the worst, especially since it's been 2 months and he was only expecting to be out for 2 days. No matter what the outcome is, we just want to find him, you know? Like at this point, like if we find his body, if we find him alive, like of course like finding him alive would be a million times better. Obviously it's just finding him is what we want right now. We just need something, you know?
You've been receiving a lot of support through social media. Can you tell me a little bit about that?
One of the volunteers, Jody, she messaged me and she was like, I think it would be a great idea if everyone were to put out candles on their windowsills and all that, just as like a remembering Jordan. And the support and all that has just been insane, because people are sending us photos of their candles in the windowsill, and people are posting on Facebook the candles they had lit for Jordan. And it was just, oh, I'm gonna cry. It was just really sweet, because like you don't really like, where I speak to a lot of volunteers during the day, but it's usually like the same like group of like 50 people or something, and like I don't hear from any people outside that group usually. It was really crazy to see how many people sent in photos, and like friends of mine from school and like friends of Jordan's in UBC, like family friends from my parents and all that, like everyone was posting it on Facebook. And it was just really sweet that like people, like where Jordan is such a good guy, like it was just really frustrating at the beginning of the search, because like people didn't know how great of a guy he was, and like it's just he's an amazing person. And so, like, to see people being so supportive and, like, wanting to help as much as they can and, like, you know, like, lighting those candles, it was just really sweet. Because, like, that says to me, like, people realize, like, how amazing of a person he is.
And on that note of so many people reaching out and sharing, can you speak to, you know, how you guys are doing right now?
We're doing fine. It's been difficult. Like, as time goes on, it gets more difficult, you know, because, like, each day, like, the chances of him being alive get less and less with each day that goes by. But we're just trying to keep as busy as we can with all of the search stuff and reaching out to, like, ground people who are, you know, offering to help. It's just really strange because, like, we talk about it 24/7 all day long, but it's almost like none of us have really even comprehended yet, like, how, like, heavy the situation is, you know? And so I think it's because where we don't have that closure yet, it's hard knowing, like, what we have to do, you know? Do we have to mourn the loss of, like, my brother? Or do we have to celebrate because he was found alive? Do we have to panic because we found out someone took him? Do we have to panic because he crossed the border? Like, that sort of stuff. So it's just, we're just kind of taking it day by day. There's nothing more you can do because, like, if you look too far, like, forward, and it can get really stressful and overwhelming. So we're just doing as much as we can each day that goes by.